Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
This class is presented by Rabbi Leib Shapiro. Rabbi Leib Shapiro, a noted Talmudic scholar, is the dean of the Yeshiva Gedolah Rabbinical College of Greater Miami, the rabbi of Congregation Beis Menachem, and a community leader in Miami Beach, Florida.
Concerning the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it is known what the Ran writes in the end of Masechet Pesachim, that the source of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is because the Yidden, when they went out of Mitzrayim, and they knew that they're going to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, they were counting the days till Matan Torah, which means they couldn't wait till the day would come when Hashem would give them the Torah. And they counted the days. And because of that, we also have a mitzvah to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos, which would mean that we count the days till Matan Torah. As the Chinuch writes, as a reason for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, he says, Nitztaveinu limnois mimochros yonto shel Pesach ad yoim nesinas haTorah. We were commanded to count from the day after Pesach till the day the Torah is given, leharois benafshenu, to show in our nefesh, hachefetz hagodol el hayoim hanichbot belibenu, to show in our nefesh the great desire we have to that special day in our heart. Ke'eved yishav tzeil v'yim netomi, just like a slave who will constantly count, mosa yove ho'eis hanichsefelo, when will the time that he desires come, sheyetze l'cheiros, that he should go out free. Ke'haminyan mare v'odom, because counting shows in the person, ki'kol yishoy v'chol cheftzoy l'hagia el azmanahu, and his whole desire and his whole outlook is to reach that time. And this is the reason of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And it is also hinted and written in different Rishonim, like in the Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel, in the Medrash that the Itur writes, and also brought down in the Shailos HaTshuva Sarashba, Chelek Gimel, Simen Resh Pei Dalet, and also in the Levushoi Rechaim, Simen Tov Pei Tes, Sof Simen Aleph, and the Abar Benel, in Parsha Emor, and in many other Mefarshim. L'cha'ura, we have to understand, according to this, that the reason for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count the days between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the day that Hashem gives us the Torah, which is Shavuos. Why do we connect it to the Korban HaOmer? It is called Sfiras HaOmer, which means counting the days from the Korban HaOmer. The Korban HaOmer was brought on Pesach. It was a Korban made of barley, a Korban Mincha, and this Korban allowed the people to eat Chodosh till you bring the Korban HaOmer. You're not allowed to eat Chodosh, which means you're not allowed to eat the new crop. But from when they bring the Korban HaOmer, you're allowed to eat Chodosh. So why is it that we connect the mitzvah of counting the days between Pesach and Shavuos to the Korban HaOmer? And it's even called Sfiras HaOmer, we count the days of the Omer. And in the Lashon of the Sfiras HaOmer, we say, today is this and this amount of days, Lo Omer, to the Omer. Or according to the other Nusach, Bo Omer. But we connect it to the Omer. Why is it connected to the Korban Omer? But to understand this, we have to first understand something else concerning the Korban Omer itself. The Korban Omer, as we said before, was a Korban Mincha, a Korban which is made of flour. Now we know, Kol HaMenachos Bo'os Chitim, that all the Menachos, all the Korbanos Mincha, were made of wheat, except two Korbanos Mincha were made of barley. One of them is the Mincha Soite, the Korban Mincha Soite, a woman that did not listen to her husband, who told her, do not hide with this and this man. And she went along and did hide with him. So then he brings her later to the Beis HaMikdash, and she has to drink the Mayim HaMe'orerim, and she has to bring a Korban Mincha. Now that is the Mincha Soite, or Mincha Kanoes. And the din is that her mincha is not made of chitin, of wheat, but made of barley. And also the mincha soimer is another exception, that it's made of barley, not made of wheat. Concerning the mincha soite, it says in the Gemara why her mincha was not chitin but soirim. Because we know that chitin, wheat, is meichel odom, that's food for a human being. Soirim, barley, is meichel behemoth, is food for a behemoth. And therefore we say, Kishem Shemaseha Maisa Bhema Kach Korbono Michael Bhema. Just like her action were actions of a Bhema, she was a Soite, she acted improper like a Bhema, like an animal. Therefore her Korban is made of Soirim, which is Michael Bhema, food of a Bhema. So this is a reason why the Mincha Soite should be of barley. But why should the Mincha Soimer be of barley, which is a Michael Bhema? But the Pshat is as follows. When the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, we all know that they were in a very, very low level. As it says that they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. They were sunk into the 49 gates of Tumah. And it says even more, if Hashem would have waited and not taken them out then they would have sank into the Shar Hanun in the 50th gate of Tumah, and from there you can get out already. Because we know that there are 50 gates of Tumah, and as long as you didn't reach the 50th gate, you still could get out. So when the Eden were in Mitzrayim, had Hashem waited longer and they would gone into the Shar Hanun, into the 50th gate, then Hashem would never, kiviyachol, been able to take them out. So he took them out only when they were in the Memtes Sha'orim. They went down into the 49th gate. But 49 gates of Tumah they were. When they went out of Mitzrayim, Hashem pulled them out at that time. Not because they elevated themselves to a high level, but Hashem pulled them out of Mitzrayim while they were in that low level. As it says in the Haggadah, that till Niglu Aleihem Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'Ga'olam, Hashem himself revealed himself to them and took them out. So he, from above, came down to the level the way they were and pulled them out of Mitzrayim. Now it's self-understood that the Yidden in that level were not at all any kelim, any vessels, to receive the Torah. In order to receive the Torah, you have to be in a madrege, in a level that you are able to receive it. At the time of Matan Torah, there was the revelation of Hashem. It says Hashem came down to this world, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. He came down with the whole Pamalya Shaloi, with whole Merkava Shaloi. He came down with all of the Inyonim of above. So to come down that way, and to give the Yidden the greatest present, the most spiritual thing that exists, which is the Torah, the people, the Yidden, had to be ready for it. And it's self-understood that the level they were in when they left Mitzrayim, they were not at all on the level of being able to receive the Torah. What had to be done was, they had to get out of the 49 gates of Tumah. Not only did they have to go out from the 49 gates of Tumah, but they also had to enter into the 49 gates of Kedusha. Because the Gemara says that Chamishim Sharei Bina Nivra Ba'olam, there are 50 gates of wisdom, which really means 50 gates of Kedusha in the world. And it says that the 50th gate is the highest level where a person cannot reach. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, could not reach this level in his lifetime. It says, Kula nitnu l'Moshe chutz me'echad. They were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu, all 49, except one, the 50th. Because in his lifetime, when the tzaddik is alive, cannot reach it higher as madrege. It does say from the Mezritcha Magid that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, that's when he reached even the 50th level. As the Pasuk says that he was buried in Har Nevoi, in the mountain called Nevoi. So the Mezritcha Magid explains that the word Nevoi is made up of two words, Nun Voi. The 50th was within him. Because when he passed away, then he was able to receive even the 50th. As the Chazal say on the Pasuk, Ki lo yirani ha'odom v'choi, that a person cannot see me and live, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says, B'chayeyem einam royim, aga b'misosan royim, that the tzaddikim cannot see the highest level of Hashem while they're alive, but after they pass away, they are able to see. So Moshe Rabbeinu, after he passed away, was able to reach the 50th level. But while a person is alive, he cannot reach the 50th level. But the 49 levels, a person is able to reach. And we could imagine that in order to be able to receive the Torah, they had to reach the maximum that a human being is able to reach, because to receive the Torah, the highest spiritual thing that exists, with Hashem coming down to this world, they had to be in the highest level possible for the human beings. So therefore, they had to reach the 49 Sheorim, gates of Kedusha, in order to be Kelim to receive the Torah. So it comes out that they had to do two things. They had to get out of the 49 gates of Tumah and enter the 49 gates of Kedusha. Being that we say that there are 50 gates of Tumah and there are 50 gates of Kedusha, it's self-understood that the gates of Tumah are parallel to the gates of Kedusha, which means that the 50 gates of Tumah are the same lahavdil as the 50 gates of Kedusha. Each one is the same inyan. You have one gate of Tumah which is parallel to the same inyan the way it's in Kedusha. But this is the inyan in Kedusha, and the other one is the way it is in Tumah. And therefore, when you go out from one gate of Tumah, at the same time, you're able to enter one gate of Kedusha. Even though you just went out one gate of Tumah, you still have many gates of Tumah to go out. So how can we say that before you go out from all the gates of Tumah, you're able to enter a gate of Kedusha? But being that the gates of Tumah are parallel to the gates of Kedusha, so if you work very hard on what that one gate of Tumah represents, so not only do you go out from that gate of Tumah, but at the same time, you're also able to enter the parallel gate of Kedusha. And this was the Avodah of the Eden at that time. They had to break themselves away from the 49 gates of Tumah and enter the 49 gates of Kedusha, and then they would be ready to receive the Torah from Hashem. And this is why it took them 49 days till they received the Torah. Because every day, the Yidden worked on a different gate. They worked to get out from one gate of Tumah, and at the same time to enter one gate of Kedusha. And since every day they worked on one gate, on one level, on one idea, on one aspect, so therefore, after 49 days, that's when they were pure and ready to receive the Torah. Just like it was at the time when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, the same is every year. Because we know, when we celebrate a Yontif, it is not Chas V'Sholom the Pshat that we just remember something that happened years ago, but the idea is to relive and to react the same thing as it happened then. So nowadays too, the days between Pesach and Shavuot, the 49 days, they are days when we have to work on ourselves to go out of any level of Tumah that we have and enter into the levels of Kedusha to be Kalim, to be able to receive the Torah on Shavuot. And for that we have 49 days, because there are 49 major things that we have to work on during these days, which are connected to the 49 gates of Tumah and Lahavdil to the 49 gates of Kedusha. And as we see, like every day of Sfira Sa'imir is connected to a different Sfira. As we see in many Sidurim, that under each Sfira, it mentions a different Sfira. The first day is called Chesed Shebechesed, the second day is Gvura Shebechesed, then it's Tiferet Shebechesed, etc. And in many Nuschois, we even mention those Sfiras in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we say after the counting of the Sfira. Now each one of these Sfiras represents a different Midah, a different characteristic of a person. Because we know a person is made up of seven midot, the seven characteristics. First, he has three parts to the intellect, as we know from Svarim, that there are three parts. There is Chochma, Bina, Das in the person's brain. Then we have seven midot, seven characteristics of the person, which are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyt, Yisoyt, and Malchus. And each one of these is a different characteristic. We also know that there is what we call Hiskalalus Hamidus, that there is a combination of the midot. Within Chesed itself, you have the Chesed Shebechesed, and you have Gvura Shebechesed, etc. Each one is another detail within Chesed. When a person is completely kind, for instance, he gives his son a present, that is the act of Chesed, and it's Chesed Shebechesed. If a father would punish a child because the child didn't act properly, this is also Chesed, but it's Gvura Shebechesed. So each one is made up of other midas. And that is the idea of the 49 days. That in order to get out of the 49 Sheorim of Tumah and to enter the 49 gates of Kedusha, we have to purify and change our characteristics, which mainly is made up of seven, and each one of the seven is combined of the other seven, so together it is 49. And that is what happens. The first week we work on our Midas HaChesed to elevate and purify Midas HaChesed. The first day we purify the Chesed Shebechesed, the second day the Gvura Shebechesed, then Tiferet Shebechesed, etc. The second week, we work on the Midah of Gvura. The first day is Chesed Shebegvura, then it's Gvura Shebegvura, Tiferet Shebegvura, etc. The third week, we work on the Midah Satiferet. And now is not the time to explain exactly what each one of the Midahs mean. But the general idea is that each week is for a separate Midah, and each day is for a separate detail within that Midah. And this is the way we prepare ourselves to receive the Torah on Shavuot. Which means that on Pesach, we're in a low level, because it is the same as it was when the Eden went out of Mitzrayim, they were in a low level. At that time, the Yetzer Hara was strong. And between Pesach and Shavuos, they purified themselves. They changed over the Yetzer Hara. They overpowered the Yetzer Hara. And by the time Shavuos came around 49 days later, they were pure and ready to receive the Torah. The same with us. We have to overcome the Midas from the Yetzer Hara from the beginning of Pesach on, 49 Midas of the Yetzer Hara. So each day, we overcome a Midah, which is connected to the Yetzer Hara, and at the same time, that same Midah is purified and elevated to Kedusha, So we go out every day from one gate of Tumah and enter one gate of Kedusha, and after 49 days, we are ready to receive the Torah. This is why we connect the union of Sfiras Omer to the Korban Omer. Because the Korban Omer, which is the beginning of the Sfiras Omer, tells us what our Avodah during the Sfiras Omer should be. As we said before, the Korban Omer was a Korban made of barley, which is Michael Behemoth. And this is exactly what we mean. When we start off, we still have the midas of a behemoth. We have midas like an animal, which means our midas are not pure yet. The midas of our Yetzer Hara are still strong. Especially the expression Yechsidish Esfarim, that they refer to the Yetzer Hara constantly with the expression Nefesh HaBahamis, the animalistic nefesh, animalistic soul. So the midas we have in the beginning are still midas Bahamiyas, midas of a behemoth, because the midas are from the Nefesh HaBahamis, from the animalistic soul that we have. And the Avodah is to purify and to elevate these midos from the behemoth that we have within ourselves and to bring them to a higher madrega in order to be able to receive the Torah. So therefore, before we start counting, there is a korban oimer brought, a korban to Hashem, which is Michael behemoth, made of food that belongs to behemoth, to tell us that we are still in the level where our maisim are like maisim of a behemoth. Just like by the soita we say, the reason her korban was made of soita, because just like her maisim, her actions were mice of Haman. So her korban also has to be a korban of Michael Haman. So too with us. In the beginning, our actions, our midos, are still midos of the behemoth. And therefore, we bring a korban to Hashem as a starter to our avoid of purifying our midos and elevating ourselves. So the first thing we do, we bring the korban oimer to Hashem, which is a korban mincha of soirim of Michael Haman, showing that we still have midos of the behemoth. And from then on, we start our avoid of our service of Hashem in purifying and elevating the midah. And the first day, we elevate and purify the midah of chesed, shebechesed, the second day, gvura, shebechesed, etc. Till by the time we finish, we elevate the 49th midah, and then we are pure and ready to receive the Torah. And this is the true meaning in what the Ran says, that when the Yidden were Adam at time, they counted the days and couldn't wait for Matan Torah. And that's why we have a mitzvah Sfiras Omer also, but it really means not just that they counted the days, but they did something to the counting. That means every day they worked on themselves to get closer and be more ready to Matan Torah. And after 49 days, they were 100% ready. The same is with us, that every day we have to purify ourselves and elevate ourselves to make ourselves ready to be able to receive the Torah on Shavuot. Therefore, after the 49 days passed and we elevated ourselves to purify all our midas, that's when Shavuot comes and we receive the Torah again with a renewed chayas from Hashem.